Good morning. My name is Julia Katowski. Welcome to East Shore Unitarian Universalist Church. I'm the chair of the Board of Trustees. I would like to extend a special welcome to any newcomers who are with us this morning, and I encourage you to spend some time getting to know us. If you'd like to be on our mailing list, we invite you to sign up at the greeters table. You will find additional information at the pamphlet rack in the narthex. Our greeters will be happy to answer any questions, and please join us for the great chili cook-off following the service in the narthex. We extend a special welcome to Sherry Niederkorn, and her students performing here today are from Mentor. Thank you for joining us. If you've not already done so, please turn off or silence your cell phone or other electronic devices. Please check your order of service for announcements and calendar information. You may also find it helpful to visit the newsstand at the rear of the sanctuary. And finally, what modest tasks can you do to help our church community? There are sign-up sheets in the narthex for some volunteer opportunities. Whether you ran here today on little feet or walked in briskly or ambled in or rolled in, you are welcome here. Whatever the flags of your heritage, you are welcome here. May you find new things to revere. Whatever your religious background or lack of religion, you're welcome here. May you find new things to discover. Whatever your political persuasion and whomever you have grown to love, you are welcome here in this religious community. May you find a connection here. Now, may we journey together in our shared worship.
Good morning. My name is Helskan Domansky, and I'm the Director of Religious Education here at East Shore. And I would like to let you know that the beautiful clarinet music we've just listened to was played by Aidan Thacker. And it was Mozart Concerto for Clarinet Movement 3 Rondo. Now, I would like you to open your hands, the gray ones, to number 361 and sing, Enter, Rejoice, and Come In. You may stand as you're willing and able. Good morning again. So today is our multi-generational Valentine's Day service, and this month our theme is resilience. We will get to resilience in a little bit, but let us start off with Valentine's Day. Since the 1400s, Valentines and poetry have gone together. Be they sweet, funny, or rude and lewd. In the Victorian era, they even had mean and nasty Valentines called vinegar Valentines. One of my favorites is, "This, a lemon I hand you, and bid you now skidoo. Because I love another, there is no chance for you." From then to today, poems have been written about all kinds of love and in all forms of poetry. And for our call to worship today, I and Christine and Judy will be sharing with you some of them. The first are haikus. "I want to feel it, the breathtaking certainty that comes with our love.
On the path in the desolate field, the shadows overlapped and parted. Summer storm on the sofa, her bra.
The six-word novel, or the six-word memoirs. Love is like a hurricane coming forever.
Brother, sister love is a royal pain. Love has no gender, but feelings.
And now for limericks. All of these have been written by a person who likes to write lyrics by the name of Fred Hornaday, which I thought was a really great name for someone who writes limericks. So the first is, and don't worry, they're not lewd or rude. "Autonomous bodies belonging to one, spinning in circles like clocks on the run. A system in action, propelled by attraction, and I'll be your partner if you'll be my son."
This one is called Con Gusto. "Sometimes you need just a bit of a shove to do something you're less enamored of. It might be a pain, and you'd like to complain, but do what you must, only do it with love." And this one is "To Bridge the Divide." "Our spirits go swimming like drops in the sea, while our bodies are tied to point A or point B. If I had my druthers, I'd merge all the others and close up the gap that divides you from me."
Thank you, ladies. And lastly, of course, I had to read one of the most famous poems of all. "How do I love thee? Let me count the ways. I love thee to the depth and the breadth and the height my soul can reach when feeling out of sight. For the ends of being an ideal grace, I love thee to the level of every day's. Most quite need by sun and candlelight, I love thee freely as men strive for right. I love thee purely as they turn from praise. I love thee with passion put to use. In my old griefs and with my childhood's faith, I love thee with the love I seem to lose. With my lost saints, I love thee with the breath, smiles, tears of all my life. If God choose, I shall but love thee better after death." Nat, of course, is Elizabeth Barrett Browning. And then there's another one. "This is true love. Think it happens every day?" Princess Bride. Jared, would you like to help me light the chalice? We're going to do the chalice lighting that we always do in the children's sanctuary. So, we light this chalice because we are Unitarian Universalists. This is the church of the open mind. This is the church of the seeking spirit. This is the church of the helping hands. And this is the church of the loving heart. And we covenant to love, revere, discover, and connect. Thank you. So there was no joys and cares written in today's book. But I hope there's a lot of joys in your hearts today. And I would now like to ask for a moment of silence where you can focus and think of those pleasures. And then when we're finished, if you so wish, come forward and place a stone in our beautiful stone bowl. For those of you who are new, these stones then that we put our love and our feelings and our desires and our hopes, then we put them out in our land and they become a landscape, part of our landscape, and part of who we are permanently to build us up and keep us strong.
Oh,
That was Zachary Perrier playing the Vivaldi Sonata Number 3 in minor, Largo. Is that how it's pronounced?
Vivaldi Sonata Number 3.
Vivaldi Sonata. Okay. Obviously, I'm not a musician. So, this month's theme is resilience. To recover quickly, to be tough. Resilience. So last Sunday, we in RE Faith Development talked about what is the resilience of love. And here's some of the things they said. Nate said, know you have love. And Gavin, committing to love. Aiden, marriage, a promise to each other. Minna, hurt and survive to love again. Caleb said, telling someone you love them for the first time. And Ryan just said, love is temperamental. Later on, I discovered that resilience has a different kind of definition, that of being able to spring back, to have elasticity. To me, this seems a kinder way of looking at resilience. Recover quickly and be tough are a must-do. You can't accept failure. For spring back seems to say, it's okay. Try again. Keep going. And elasticity is more, there really is no failure, only learning experiences that you grow from. So what is the resilience when looked through these kinder lenses? Maybe instead of committing to love, you would give yourself to love. Rather than survive to love again, you simply do love again. Looking at everyone's responses from last week, I realized that when thinking about love, they seem to be referring to love between people. Now, this most likely because we were cutting all the Valentines you guys have. But what about the love of other things? How then would we describe the resilience of love? What about the love of doing something creative? Drawing, writing, playing an instrument. There is resilience in practicing every day and doing something over and over and over and getting just a little bit better each time. And slowly being able to do more and more complicated pieces. How about playing a game? It could be sports. It could be a video game. It could be chess. You don't win every time, but through resilience, you get a little better each time. When we look at these activities, where lies the resilience in love? How about doing something we love that we don't learn and grow from? Some of you love to walk in the park and do so almost every day of the year, no matter what. To me, that is a tremendous amount of resilience. I love walking in the park, but I guarantee this Florida girl is not doing it in the middle of cold winter. How about reading, or more importantly, stop reading because it's time to go to bed? What about putting together a puzzle? What about going to the beach? Swinging on a swing? Dancing? Singing in the car? Is there any resilience in these things? Or does doing these things we love give us the strength to be resilient? What about praying every day, meditating every day, coming to church every Sunday, reading the Bible every night, performing salat 5 times a day, practicing bhakti always? Do these things devoutly, takes a great amount of resilience and can open you up to love. Resilience is a concept that can span emotional range from one end to the other. There is the grit and stand strong and keep going on. And there's the desire and the passion to keep going on. Or simply the joy of doing with no concern of the outcome, which keeps you going on. And love is an emotion we could all discuss and share, and we will never truly be able to explain it with words. And I have really just asked you all a bunch of questions and given no answers, because I can't. My answers are mine, and your answers are yours, and we are all right. So then, what is the resilience of love? I now invite Zachary Perrier to once again come up and play Vivaldi Sonata number 3 in A minor Allegro. So you may notice that I made you all get a red heart that our kids and adults cut out last Sunday, and a pencil. And I'm now going to invite you to share on these hearts, and then if you are willing, share out loud, and if you're not, you can put them on the cork boards in the back, and I will then put them in the next newsletter. So the question is, And please, write it in a haiku, write it in a limerick, write it with six words, or just write a sentence. But the question is, what is it that you have that makes your love with resilience? What is that thing? What is that task? What is that place or that person, that dance or that song, that book or that movie? What is it that you have or that you do with love and it makes you resilient? Resilient? What? Okay. So, what is something in your life that you do because you love doing it, and it gives you strength, and it makes you resilient, and that resilience could be to get through the day, or that resilience could be to just be happy and relaxed, or that resilience can be. I mean, I can't. Like I said, what it is for me. Does that help? Okay.
Thank you.
with Samantha Abad on Mozart Concerto for the Oboe Allegro. So now, Spencer has the mic, and if you so wish to share, please raise your hand so he can bring it to you.
Being a mother and grandmother.
Coming here every Sunday.
Love to walk my dogs after the snow has fallen.
Music, pinochle, and swimming sustain me. And you fooled me because I thought you were going to ask for poems, so I wrote one on the other side. Some love comes in a furry form. If you are lucky, you will have one or more.
Getting up every morning with a song in my heart.
Every day stopping to realize how I can appreciate my family and friends through words and deeds.
My name is Sage, and I wrote a little thesis. I talk to people about birds, flowers, amphibians, and rocks so I can share and help others learn and care for their natural surroundings. So I push my information on you, whether you want it or not. And I often learn from the people I talk to. Love of nature, people, and the planet through small discussions about how a bird or butterfly is related to other species and how we are helping or hurting.
I have a 6-word story on what I've learned from teaching others. The bell curve also reflects excellence.
The love of creating makes my life worth living, and if that's not enough, I'll go out and hug a tree.
Did someone raise their hand over there? No? Okay, thank you so much for sharing. And like I said, please post them on the corkboard in the back. So, now we come to the offertory. And I kind of wanted to write a limerick, but I couldn't think of any nice ones. So just please give generously with love so that we can continue to come together and share and be. And if it's your first time here, please let the basket pass you by. And I would like to ask my kids to come up and pass baskets, please. Come on, guys. I'm sorry, my children to come up and pass basket. August. Ryan. You can tell those two are the teenagers.
As a member of the Board of Trustees, I'd like to thank you for your attendance today and for all the gifts you brought with you, the gift of your presence and the gift of the care you give to each other and the gift of the financial resources that you share with all of us. Thanks.
That was Emily Rail playing Topaz for
Euphonium.
Later on, could you please explain that to me?
Okay.
So one last poem, because, you know, it's Valentine's Day and I get to read all the poems I want on Valentine's Day. But this poem is about resilience, and I hope you take this message back with you. It's called A Rainy Morning. A young woman in a wheelchair, wearing a black nylon poncho splattered with rain, is pushing herself through the morning. You have seen how pianists sometimes bend forward to strike the keys, then lift their hands and draw back to rest, then lean again to just strike the chord as the chords fade. Such is the way with this woman, striking at the wheels, then lifting her long white fingers and letting them float, then bending again to strike just as the chair slows, as if into a silence. So expertly she plays the chords of this difficult music she has mastered. Her wet face beautiful in its concentration, while the wind turns the pages of rain. So the main announcement that I have today is that the
Lake Erie Folk Festival is coming up on Saturday, February the 22nd, and it'll be at the Shore Cultural Center in Euclid. This is one of the splendid activities that originated here at East Shore as Blue Sky Festival and has grown and blossomed into the Lake Erie Folk Festival. They are, however, looking for volunteers, and if you sign up for 2 hours, your efforts get you into the evening concert for free, a $20 value. So you get paid 10 bucks an hour. If interested, see Nancy Tozer, Jerry Green, or Dan Bond. Can you guys raise your hands? Okay. Or you can Google the Lake Erie Folk Festival and sign up on that sign-up sheet there. Lastly, don't forget to check in here for announcements or back on our little board there. And I now invite everybody to stand up and join hands.
Yusuf, do you want to lead us?
Sure.
Okay, let's go.